in her mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it.
As far as I know, Giannis and his brothers are still traveling. Brazil, last time I checked. They may be bopping around the world, world travelers. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? But that doesn't mean that the basketball world isn't talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo. And so we will start today, the second hour of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, with our Jansense.
Enough with this Jansense.
It would be front office malpractice, whether or not Giannis blesses this or not, to not go out and aggressively pursue a trade.
Mobley for Giannis, straight up. What do you think? Call it in right now.
Done.
You're done if you're Milwaukee.
Yeah.
I think it's a great trade.
At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
It's the season of Jansense.
This is where we fill our loyal listeners in on whatever the latest is on the Giannis Antetokounmpo sweepstakes around the world. So yesterday, the Pat McAfee Show was in Indianapolis for Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Pacers ended up taking that game, now lead 2-1. But they were talking about Giannis and how his decision affects the rest of the league. Take a listen to Shams yesterday on the Pat McAfee Show.
With Giannis Antetokounmpo, from what I'm told, his status will not be tied to the NBA draft. It won't be tied to free agency. It's much more likely that his future plays out into July and into August in terms of him seeing the landscape of not only the Bucks, seeing the landscape of the league, seeing what other teams do. I mean, listen, when you're a star of that caliber, the league moves how you want it to move. The league will move when you're ready to ask for a trade, or if you're ready to then say, I'm staying. I want to be back. Of course, around the league, there is a level of skepticism because Giannis Antetokounmpo has been loyal. He's been there 12 years. Uh-huh. His brand is all about loyalty right now. So there's a level of skepticism. Does he really go through with it? There's a difference between being open-minded and, from what I'm told, exploring other options, actively exploring other options. There's a difference between doing that and asking for a trade. He's in the process of figuring out exactly what he wants to do.
All right, let me ask you guys this. How many players in the league would you trade straight up?
For Giannis?
Yep.
Luka?
I might need a little more with Luka.
Really?
I just need a little insurance policy.
Wembanyama, you'd trade straight up.
Yeah.
My son, who watches a lot of NBA, last night said Wembanyama might be the best to ever play the game. Eventually.
High praise for a guy who's also going to have to deal with blood clots and has played a year and a half in the league.
7'6" and the things he can do.
What about
shoot,
Cooper
dribble?
Flagg? Not enough because he's not played a single.
Gosh, you need.
Is there anyone else?
I need Cooper Flagg along with other players and four other first round picks.
I mean, who else is there?
Well, I mean, if you had to trade Giannis, I think you would straight up for Jokic. Like, if you're okay, hey, okay, I have to trade him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you're forced to trade
him. You wouldn't do Wembanyama?
Oh, no, I would.
Okay.
I would.
There's two.
I'm just not saying Wembanyama is going to be the greatest of all time.
You really wouldn't trade Luka straight up?
No, I need more insurance on Luka. He's got some injuries. He's got some questions.
Lazy.
Yeah. And I mean, again. Yeah.
I think it's more
He's going to love cheese curds here.
Yeah. I've seen pictures of him. He looks like he's locked it up.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like that's the cycle with him. Locks it up. And we get to a point where he's not.
Hey,
and he does.
Hey,
it's
Gabe,
just the cycle.
Guess what? Same.
Right?
Same.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to trade you straight up for anything.
Could be Ozempic.
Maybe. I don't know.
Doubtful.
I mean.
Doubtful. So here's an interesting little nug. Two things. One, the thing that stood out to me when Shams spoke was this thing about July/August. Yikes. Do we genuinely believe that Giannis is going to let this sucker drag out till August? Because the thought process there, Gabe, was that he's going to look and see what else the league, what the league looks like after the draft, when teams start to, you know, we're talking summer league and all that stuff. Like, I can't imagine Giannis letting that thing hang over his head, to say nothing of everyone else's, right? Because he still has to make a decision that is best for him and his family. I can't imagine him letting it hang over his head that long.
Well, plus, again, like, now it seems like, again, there were reports from other places other than Shams that it seemed like teams are going, okay, we think Giannis is staying put. And now Kevin Durant rumors have started to pick up. You're not going to want to trade for Kevin Durant when you could have had Giannis.
No, he's too old.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
so I have a hard time imagining this thing playing out because other teams are going to go, okay, yeah, we could have KD, but wouldn't we want to just make sure that Giannis is not available first? And then on top of this, we have Giannis tweeting yesterday after that came
out.
Yeah,
I know.
Does anybody miss Woj?
Yeah.
That's what Giannis tweeted yesterday. So he's taking a direct shot at Shams.
And the timeline was that he did that after
Yes. This
was pushed out on social media. And it gets a lot of views. Obviously, Shams is the de facto insider for ESPN for the NBA now. But Giannis is saying, does anybody miss Woj? You know, for Adrian Wojnarowski, former NBA insider, makes it seem like maybe he disagrees with Shams' assessment of his situation, right? That's the fair following the breadcrumbs?
Well, so then, okay, where's Shams getting his information from?
Or is he making it up?
Like, where, I mean, if Giannis is, if this seemingly disagrees directly with what Shams is saying, like, where did Shams get this information?
Because I was watching a little bit of it, and he said, well, probably a big market, which we know isn't true. I don't think it's true.
Yeah.
You know?
The one thing I know about this whole thing is Giannis isn't really talking. He's not really talking to anyone. I mean, he's having fun on social media, putting things out there. But I'm skeptical of just about any report right now, because it seems like everybody is starved to have some sort of Giannis content. But because Giannis and his camp are keeping it pretty tight and not saying anything one way or the other.
How long has it been?
Since the Bucks season ended?
Month? Month and a half?
We're getting closer to 2 months.
2 months? He knows. He ain't going anywhere.
Well, and again, I mean, we haven't touched on every single thing because we've been off some days when there are developments, but there was also tweets out there about Giannis and his wife and them being invested in the community and doing the diaper drive and building houses in Milwaukee. And somebody had referenced saying, does this seem like a guy who is going to leave this area, essentially, right?
Yeah.
I'm paraphrasing. And then Giannis liked the tweet, and then his mom liked the tweet. And so there was this idea of, like, Veronica Antetokounmpo is liking tweets that talk about how committed Giannis is to Milwaukee.
But also, Giannis could end this with one tweet.
Mm-hmm. Staying.
Yeah. Like, I mean, Giannis is also allowing all of this speculation to happen by not making an actual decision. By not going to the Bucks, putting something out there on social media of, hey, not going anywhere. We can stop talking about this, guys. So Giannis is also allowing some of these things to happen because of his indecision.
Let's put it on the Jen Gametry Twitter poll this morning. Do you think that the Giannis sweepstakes will extend to July/August? Do you want to pick a deadline there so we're not so wishy-washy? You want to go July or you want to go August? Sham said July or
when do they
August.
Go to camp?
October.
Yeah, I mean, it could go to August.
So you want me to put August on there?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you think we will have a decision by Giannis before August? Let us know on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Infinity Exteriors Twitter poll. We'll post that. You can weigh in on that. We'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We got Top 8 at 8 coming up. And we will continue talking about Jacob Mizorowski, who is making his major league debut for the Milwaukee Brewers tonight at AmFam Field. Tickets still available. If you're looking at your calendar going, man, I don't have anything going on tonight, why don't you go out to AmFam? Catch this kid's major league debut. Will be a good one. For your next night out, revel in the fusion and artistry and flavor with Sushi at St. Kate. It offers guests an elevated experience where freshness and creativity converges in every bite. St. Kate the Arts Hotel introduces the addition of an exciting new sushi menu to its culinary repertoire. Indulge in the finest seafood, freshest ingredients, expert craftsmanship for an inspired and delectable dining journey. Experience the art of sushi at St. Kate. Learn more at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things because it exceeds... It's like... I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping
my apple.
Can
we just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.
If you're looking for a great place to be playing golf, do what I did. Join out at the Wisconsin Country Club. Check out the website, thewisconsincountryclub.com, and there you can see what the great golf course that we have on property is. It's my favorite part. I love the golf course, but I also joined because of the practice here. The range is always in good shape, have a couple different short game areas, plus the putting green if you're looking to get better at your game. But so many other things. No assessments, no food and beverage minimums, an incredible challenging course, top-tier amenities like tennis, pickleball, and a pool as well. Get started today at thewisconsincountryclub.com, just a fairway away.
The top 8 at 8.
Name something that follows the word pork.
You pie.
Huh? One category.
Name something people take with them to the beach.
Turkey.
The top 8 answers.
The first thing you buy in a supermarket.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8.
A food often stuffed.
Turkey.
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Name Popeye's favorite food.
Turkey.
Chicken!
The top 8 at 8 on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we got, Gabe?
A little bit of a tougher list today.
Oh, great.
But you and Chewy will guess back and forth to each get one incorrect, then we'll open up to the fans. 800-990-3776. Since 2001, 8 pitchers have struck out 13 or more batters in a game for the Brewers. Name them. Since 2001, 8 pitchers have struck out 13 or more in a game for the Brewers. Name them.
Well, I mentioned Freddy Peralta. I think he had 13 strikeouts in that debut, is what I saw when I was looking yesterday.
So Freddy is number 5 on the list.
Has he done it more than once?
Yes, Freddy has done 13, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 3 times.
Woodruff.
Not on the list.
What?
He has struck out 12 multiple times.
That's wrong. Check the math. All right, I'm out.
What the hell?
See ya.
2001, you said?
Since 2001.
Ben Sheets.
Franchise record 18 strikeouts back in 2004. His name appears on the list multiple other times as well, but he is top dog.
Baltimore. Actually, Arizona now.
You're saying Burns?
IL.
Yeah, he just got... Corbin Burns.
Corbin Burns. His career high is 15. Struck out 14 two other times. Corbin Burns, number 2 on the list.
So did you want to play or not so much?
I'll just give you hints.
I mean, again, to Josh.
Because then that way.
Bad hints?
You're wrong and he's not. Because he's just giving the hints.
I'm insulated.
Giovanni Gallardo.
Number 4 on the list.
I guess it's still me then, huh?
Yeah, it is. It is still you.
Freddy, Corbin, Woodruff, Giovanni, Ben.
Did you guess
Josh? Look at Josh. Like, you know this, Jen. You got this, Jen. It's in there, Jen.
Do you think you've talked about one of these guys recently?
CeCe?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about him.
That'd be a guess I offered.
CC Sabathia.
Not on the list.
God, oh!
Way to go, Josh. Idiot.
I was going to guess Willie Peralta, but again, I don't know if that's right either. So 800-990-3776. Man, I really debated there too because I was like, I want to guess Willie, but Joshy's telling me CC. I should go with Joshy.
I was simply doing it on, I mean, the guy pitched infinity innings. He just didn't stop. He figured he'd get there.
Yeah, but to make it through those games, you know, he had to get a couple ground balls.
800-990-3776. I don't have the call list in front of me. I'm trying to find it here on the desktop, but it's not showing up. Oh, there it is. Okay. 800-990-3776. Need callers to play top 8 at 8. Gabe, go ahead and reset the list
since
for our loyal listeners.
Since 2001, 8 Brewers pitchers have struck out 13 or more batters in a game. Name them. Sheets, Burns, Gallardo, and Freddy Peralta all have been named. So we got half the list. The 4 that I thought that you guys could potentially get.
Oh, the rest of them, not so much. You were like, eh, there's no chance.
There's a couple silly names on this.
There's
list,
a couple of silly, yeah, there's a couple of silly names on the
silly
list.
Silly goose names.
Yeah.
800-990-3776.
If you remember the moments were electric.
I looked it up and it dinged right away.
Yeah, so once you see the names, like you think of, oh yeah, I remember this, but it's not necessarily names that are going to come to the top of the head.
Looking for callers, 800-990-3776.
Are they broken?
Phone line might not be working.
Phone line's broken?
Should we try it?
There has been multiple people who've been in here to fix the phone lines in the past couple of days. Maybe Gabe's list has scared people. Maybe there's nobody in the audience. Who knows? Maybe we're talking to
everyone
each
just
other.
Stopped listening?
Yeah.
Bye by me.
I guess we can go home.
Are you saying you don't want to talk to us, Chew?
What?
You saying you don't want to talk to us?
No, you guys are wonderful.
Oh, yeah, no, the phone's definitely working. Yeah. I just tried it on my cell phone. Got Joshy reach for the phone and saw who it was. I was like, I'm not answering that.
Is this hard?
Again, it's old names you know.
Okay. I know who this person is based on the caller ID. AC in Tulsa?
Yes, sir.
All right, AC. Since 2001, 8 Brewers pitchers have struck out 13 or more batters in a game. We have Sheets, Burns, Gallardo, Peralta. Can you name any of the next four?
There's a guy from back in the day named Mike Fiers.
Mike Fiers is on the list.
Wow.
Fiers struck out 14.
Blast from the past.
Was he even throwing 90s in that game?
If he did, he was touching 90.
Yeah.
How many did he have in that game?
14.
Wow.
He had 14 back in 2014. So Mike Fiers is certainly on the list.
Lauer, but I don't remember his first name.
Eric
Lauer.
Lauer struck out 13 batters in a game in 2022.
Wow.
I'm going dry now.
You did your job. You advanced the runners.
He's got one more.
I got another one, but he's an 80s pitcher, but I'm just going to throw him out anyways, and then you can hang up on me. Moose Haas.
Yeah, Moose Haas. He did strike out 13 or more batters.
Too far back.
Yeah, he was from the 80s. So, yeah.
2001.
Since 2001. So
800-990-3776. Phone lines are now lighting up.
There we go.
All we had to do was break through.
I wonder if Mississippi's on there. You know what I'm talking about.
I don't. Justin in Brookfield, you're next on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Can you complete our top 8 list?
Willie Peralta.
Willie Peralta is indeed on the list. So Jen, you've gotten that correct. No, Jen wanted to, but she guessed CeCe Sabathia.
That's Joshy's fault.
So we just have one more left on the list.
Oh, let's go.
Mississippi.
I don't know what that means, but it's wrong.
Dave Bush.
Dave Bush struck out 13 batters in 2008 against the Colorado Rockies inside then Miller Park. He is number 8 on the list.
2008 is the year that we just broke down on Paper Trail. I did not detail that, or I would have known that Dave Bush had gotten that many strikeouts that season.
You have no idea who I'm talking about?
No.
Wade Miley.
Wade Miley may have struck out 13 in his Brewers career.
I know, but he's from Mississippi.
Yeah, but
you should have known that.
Why would I know that?
Because I just like saying Mississippi.
Yeah, I know, but usually it has to do with your boy, Brett Favre.
Yeah, I know. That's Jerry Glanville.
Yeah.
Hey, Mississippi, come here and try to hit the roof.
Stevie in the
He's from Louisiana.
Weighing it's in.
In the vicinity.
Saying, Jen made us mad about her rat comments. That's why we're not calling in.
You didn't know rat. Don't you know rat?
So now the fans are on strike.
Wait, that's insulting?
Apparently.
That doesn't make any sense.
Because our listeners.
Because I didn't know a song?
Because our listeners are headbangers. That's why, right?
Apparently.
Even so, if I don't know a song, it's not like I insulted the listeners of Rat.
You did a little bit.
No, I did not even a little bit.
Chewy told me he was offended that you didn't know the song.
Yeah.
Almost like he wrote the song. That's what I'm trying to say.
Like, I didn't offend people who listen to the song. Who listens to this kind of mama? I didn't do anything like that. I just said, I don't know this song.
Josh, hair metal, the CD, that's probably song 3, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The CD, hair bands, hair metal.
There is a compilation of hair metal that you're referencing. Is that what?
Yeah.
I'm unfamiliar with the CD.
Wait, like,
Josh,
like the CDs
the
you used, that
Dead.
Used to get sold?
Monster Ballads?
those horrific commercials of, capture the songs of the 80s.
Have you heard of Quiet Riot?
Yes.
Twisted Sister?
Yes.
How haven't you heard of Rat?
I don't know, but I just never have. And apparently that made some people mad. Steve, yeah. 414, I apologize for not knowing about your stupid music there. Now you can be mad. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is known for its endless ways to win. And Friday, June 27th, it is showcasing why that is the standard with the highly anticipated season finale blockbuster drawings. Watch your entries from Enchanted Spins, Unreal Treasures, and Boundless Bounty roll into drawings where $300,000 in cash and prizes is up for grabs. Be there to win your share. June 27th, only at Potawatomi. More information is available online. Must be 21 years old to play.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Care, you can just save yourself so much time by going, okay, we like this guy, this guy, this guy. Let's take a look at all the different things he did at the combine. I just hit my phone, and now my hand is just tingling.
What is with you two today? Jesus. Do you know how to function?
I just like...
On 94.5 ESPN.
We have been asking for your most memorable firsts all morning long here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. First concert, first plane ride, first time riding a bike, driving stick shift, whatever it is, your most memorable firsts besides the obvious, which we have addressed at the start of the show as well. That was the first thing that Chewy volunteered.
I thought that's what you were talking about when you said driving stick shift.
That's good. Do you know how to drive stick shift? I took my driver's test. With stick.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I haven't driven stick in probably almost 20 years. I don't know. If you had a stick, I don't know if you would want me driving your car right now.
You'd blow the clutch?
Yeah.
Can you drive stick?
I don't feel confident enough.
I learned how to drive in a yellow Jeep in a parking lot just down the road from here.
I learned on the farm at about 11 years old.
Nice.
Sounds about right.
So as we continue celebrating Jacob Mizrowski's first MLB start at AmFam Field tonight for your Milwaukee Brewers against the St. Louis Cardinals. Oh, by the way, he's a Missouri kid, so he gets to go against the Cardinals, a team he grew up watching and rooting for, and now, of course, a member of the Brewers. We're going to play a little game here where I am going to ask, Joshie and I are going to work together, to ask Gabe and Chu if they remember each of these Major League Baseball debuts. They are all Brewers players, and we are just going to give you the date. So that is the information that you guys will have for, these are very memorable, these are big names, we're not trying to pull the wool over anybody's eyes, but if we give you the date of the Major League debut, tell us who it was, and we're going to start with number 10, and we're going to go all the way back to number 1. So starting with number 10, Josh, we got music, or you want me to just roll? All right, here we go. The first one on the list, guys, is July 22nd, 2023.
Ugh. Churia.
No.
Why?
Because he famously made his Major League debut last year on opening day.
You sure?
So that was 2024, would have been his
I thought we were in 24.
Major League debut.
I know who it is.
So July of 23... And is it one of the guys that's...
I'll give you a little more information.
All right.
Wait a minute. I didn't get any. So
you
I get to go again.
You guys are working together. Yeah. Jeez.
Okay. Oh, we're working together?
Yeah.
3 for 3, game-saving catch, go-ahead, sack fly.
Sal Frelick.
He's right.
Yeah.
Sal Frelick making his Major League debut July 22nd, 2023. Hey, Joshy, you tell me if we have sound from any of these. You just want to... pop in my ear and let me know, all right?
Bouncer, left side. That's going to be his first Major League hit. Easily, they're on their feet for Sal Frelick. Why not? Absolutely.
The next one on the list. These are memorable Major League debuts for your Milwaukee Brewers. May 13th, 2018.
May 13th, 2018. I'm going to say... that's prime, like, Woodruff or Burns territory. I think I'm going to go with Woodruff.
Stat line is this. 5 2/3 innings pitched, 1 hit, 0 runs, 13 strikeouts.
So, not Brandon Woodruff, Corbin Burns.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Josh, we got sound for that one?
A third strike. 91.
Steady, Freddy. I knew it. Why did I listen to you?
You didn't say anything.
I was going to.
13 for Freddy Peralta. Nobody has struck out more in their Brewers debut.
Let's go to the next one. This one was March 29th, 2018. Memorable Brewers debut.
March 29th, 2018. So somebody who made the opening day roster 7 years ago.
Here's the line. 1 for 2, 2 walks, 1 RBI against the Padres.
7 years ago.
Yeah.
So went on to win the NL MVP.
Yelly?
Wait, so this is Brewers debuts?
Yeah.
Yes, these are all Brewers.
But this isn't...
Oh, yeah, Brewers debut, yeah.
Well, you said Major League Baseball debut.
This, yes, very good this point. This is... Excellent point by you.
Brewers?
100%.
So this would be Christian Yelich.
This is Christian Yelich's Brewers debut. Mm-hmm. Memorable Brewers debuts.
Okay.
Some of them are Major League Baseball debuts. These are memorable Brewers debuts as far as the entire list goes. Do we have a Yelly clip, Joshy?
The pitch. Yelich sends a line drive, base hit in the Sutter. D. Gordon's around third. He's going to score. The throw coming on way off target.
Okay, I'm 3 for 3.
Number 7 on the list.
Chewy's really good at this game.
September 15th, 2003. Line is 0 for 1 as a pinch hitter. And he is a member of your Milwaukee Brewers
Ricky Weeks?
Now. It is Ricky Weeks.
All right, that's a good poll.
We'll move on to number 6 on the list. MLB debut for this player, June 13th, 2005.
That, I think, is Prince.
Jeff Jenkins?
What are you doing?
Jeff Jenkins debuted in the 90s.
He did not. Oh, that's right. He played when I was playing.
You guys used to party together.
I know. I should have probably known
I was
that.
There.
Yeah.
0 for 4, 2 strikeouts. But first hit came 2 days later. It was an RBI single by Prince Fielder.
Overall, 5 for 22 this year.
That's a good guess.
He gives that one a run. Deep left center field. Way out of here.
I think
that was Prince Fielder's first home run.
I think him and Ricky both hit their first career home runs in the same game.
How many years did he play for the Brewers?
Prince?
Yeah.
Six or seven.
Okay.
I mean, if his debut was in 05, his last year was 11.
Wouldn't it have been nice for him to be a lifetime?
100%.
Right?
They could only afford one, and arguably, I would say they made the right decision. Signing Braun, because he played for a long time. Prince had to retire because of injuries.
Yeah.
So remember, this is a lot of these guys now on this list, not all, but a lot of them, are all in that same generation, right? So we just did Prince, just did Ricky.
Mm-hmm.
Your next Major League Baseball debut is June 18th, 2007. June 18th, 2007. The stats are 6 1/3 inning pitched, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts in a win against the Giants.
Is that Yavani?
Yes.
I was waiting to see if Joshy had a sounder.
Call allowing Gomez to get the first because he knew that he was going to steal the bag.
Yovani Gallardo, did he get it? That ball's
good pull, Gabe.
It's got a chance, and it's gone!
Oh, that's a home run by Yovani Gallardo.
I freestyled that one just because that one's fun to listen to. He had a little bit of a swing to him.
Yeah, he did. He was a good hitting pitcher.
This is a Brewers debut. So that right there should be a clue. July 8th, 2008.
Brewers debut July 8th, 2008 would be CeCe.
Complete game, 6 hits, 2 earned runs, 9 strikeouts versus the Rockies. Joshy?
I don't have one.
Oh, CeCe. I thought for sure we'd have a CeCe Sabathia sounder. All right, a couple more on the list here, guys. This is the Major League debut, May 25th, 2007. May 25th, 2007. The line is 1 for 4 Braun. With a double.
Bronny. See, my strength is more the 70s and 80s.
The Pacific Coast League, and I think you see why. Deep to left field, and Sledge leaps, and it is gone. We're tied at 2.
Could you name the whole field in 82? I could.
I might get the outfielders mixed up, but I could probably get around, yeah.
Okay.
Last one on the list for you guys. These are memorable Brewers debuts. This was a Major League Baseball debut, April 5th, 2001. 6 innings pitched, 3 earned runs, 5 strikeouts.
It's got to be Benny Boy.
Benny Sheets.
Ben Sheets was coming off a USA Olympics run.
I remember when he showed up at the ballpark in 2000 after they had won the gold medal and he had pitched that gold medal game. Yeah. It was electric.
Who's the best pitcher for the Brewers ever?
Ever?
Ever.
There it is. 18 strikeouts for Ben Sheets.
Sheets?
I mean, it's hard to pick Sheets when you have... I mean, honestly, it might be Corbin.
Really?
I mean, he won a Cy Young.
Yeah, but he didn't play very long.
No. I mean, but Benny, I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if, because of the injuries Ben Sheets had, that if they pitched similar amount of games, I'd have to look at it. I mean, if you're talking like best ever,
I'm
like CeCe's, because CeCe's a Hall of Famer, obviously. Yeah. Raleigh Fingers won an MVP with the team.
I would say you even had to play term. For 5 years.
Then, I mean, Teddy Higuera's got some really good numbers and has a lot of the Brewers' records as well.
Okay.
Like, I think that Sheets is oft considered, though, the best starting pitcher. Again, CeCe's in a class all his own, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think Ben Sheets is oft considered the best starting pitcher in Brewers history.
I'd probably lean towards that Cy Young that Corbin won. And Corbin pitched for 5-6 years with the team.
All right. Okay. Fair enough.
That just gives you, when you get that recognition of being the best pitcher your respective league, it just puts you in a spot where very few Brewers pitchers have been.
I was thinking about this the other day, about just Ben Sheets in general and his reputation, and he was just such a horse.
Yeah.
I mean, he would put the team on his back, mm-hmm. and he would go out there, and you knew he was battling some injuries, and he'd still fight his way through, and then, you know, kind of hurry his way back to get back out on the mound. It was a cool time to be covering the Milwaukee Brewers, that's for sure. All right, thanks for playing the game, guys. Again, this is all in honor of Jacob the Miz, who is taking the hill tonight for his first Major League Baseball start at AmFam Field against the Cardinals. You'll want to get there. I mean, it's a 640 game?
640, first pitch tonight.
Yeah, do not miss that. If you are planning to head to the ballpark tonight, get there early so you catch the first pitch.
Here's your chance to try an all-new pizza. It's Ragu Frozen Pizzas. They're now available at Metcalf's. They're on sale for just $4.99 for a limited time. So now until June 18th. So you can try them all. Cheese, combination, pepperoni, and supreme. Enjoy these pizzeria-inspired crusts topped with Ragu-inspired sauces and your favorite family-pleasing toppings. It's Italian heritage in a convenient family favorite food at an affordable price right now. Stop by Metcalf's, just $4.99 for the new Ragu frozen pizzas. Again, stop by Metcalf's. Take advantage. Try the new pizza.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Come on, guys. Let's think about this. Could you do 50 straight days of burgers?
That was very condescending.
Let's put our heads together.
Again, I have children. I know condescending when I hear it. I can be.
Come on. On 94.5 ESPN.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. For Mental Health Awareness Month, BetterHelp surveyed 16,000 people across 23 countries for its first ever State of Stigma report, and listen to what they found. 75% of people believe it is wise to seek support when you are struggling, but only 27% of Americans are in therapy. BetterHelp is trying to figure out why that is, and maybe it's a convenience thing. Maybe it's a I don't really know where to start thing. Well, here's where you can start. BetterHelp. They have more than 35,000 therapists. They've helped more than 5 million people globally, and it is convenient. You can join a session with the click of a button. You can fit it into your busy life, and you can switch therapists at any time. When people hesitate to get help, it doesn't just affect them. It impacts their families, their workplaces, and their entire communities. So why not reach out for help with BetterHelp? You can visit betterhelp.com/timeout. You'll get 10% off your first month. It's BetterHelp, HELP.com/timeout, because we're all better with help.
It's not my problem.
Woohoo! Our first Infinity Exteriors poll that we put on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll today is, do you think we will know Giannis's decision on his future by August? That from a Shams report yesterday on the Pat McAfee show, live from Indianapolis, that this thing could drag out until July or August. Good grief, I really hope no. I just voted, just so you know. No. And I am in the minority.
Oh, I thought you said really? you were in the process of creating another account so you can vote again.
Yeah. Well, I could do it from the Jen Gabe and Chewy account, then I could do it from the Jen account, and those are the only ones I have access to. No, 87% of people believe that it will drag out. Wait, I'm sorry. Do you think we will know Giannis's decision on his future by August? Yes. 87% of people. That makes me feel so much better. Yeah. I voted wrong. I read it wrong. I voted wrong.
He's not a Rodgers.
No, but I think I think they'll have whatever meeting they need to have before that.
Yeah, I agree. So I think it'll be fairly soon, too.
I really hope so. And again, I think he will lean towards, I think he is leaning towards being a member of the Milwaukee Bucks and figuring out a way to put the team on his shoulder, whatever the status of it is. And again, like we mentioned, gap year, whatever. I still think that they will compete. I still think they will be a playoff team. But, you know, overachieving this upcoming season, again, still depending on the moves they make, would be making it out of the first round. Making a deep playoff run.
Yeah, which it would be really hard to do with the type of money that's going to be locked up in Damian Lillard. And again, I am not expecting Damian Lillard to be available at all. Being in his mid-30s, coming off an injury like that, when he had the injury, I don't think it makes a lot of sense for him to come back and try to push that as much as he can.
We got a minute left in the show. Gabe, what was your most memorable first?
Most memorable sports first, probably that first home run. Playoff game my junior year of high school. Didn't even realize it went out. And when I did realize it went out, I missed first base. Had to go back and touch it.
So it was memorable for all the wrong reasons. Didn't even know it went out. Missed first base. Did you step on home?
I did. It's top of the seventh in a playoff game. We ended up having a rally.
My first memorable, first time in the principal's office. I climbed up the building to the third floor and got caught.
I love that you until the last 30 seconds of the show.
What do you mean you climbed
story?
Up to the third? Like,
there was a pipe
was
that
like
went up
ladder?
To the roof that was about, and I scaled like Spider-Man. And I guess I wasn't supposed to be doing that at 8 years old.
Okay, my next question was 8.